DHS, 400 Migrants Faked Age, Child Status to Get Through Border in 2018. By Neil Monroe on November 27, 2018. Almost 400 migrants carried other people's children or youths, or lied about their adult age, to get over the border in the 9 months prior to September 30, according to the Department of Homeland Security. The data about large-scale fakery corroborates the few media reports which show how migrants are renting other people's children to trigger loopholes which allow the adults to get over the border and be released into the U.S. job market. The data also shows rational willingness of poor migrants to get decent jobs in the United States by lying to wealthy foreign Americans on the U.S. border. Few American media outlets are willing to admit the migrants' careful manipulation of American law, or the taxpayers' cost in the wage-cutting impact of the fraudulent migrant influx. Instead, most establishment media prefer to portray the migrants as guileless and grateful recipients of charity from selfless progressives. In response to the misreporting from multiple outlets, I wanted to highlight the rampant fraud taking place at our southern border, said a November 27 statement from DHS spokeswoman Katie Waldman. She continued, "Aliens know that if they bring any minor with them, they will be apprehended by Border Patrol and released into the interior of the United States. This is a direct result of the Clinton-era Flores settlement decree that has created a massive loophole which allows alien family units to illegally cross the border and enter the United States after a short detention of 20 days. This well-known loophole acts as a magnet for family units and entices smugglers to use children as a way to gain access to the United States by posing a family unit. Word has gotten out. Over the last 2 years, we have seen a 110% increase in male adults showing up at the border with minors. Further, from April 19, 2018 to September 30, 2018, 507 aliens were encountered as a family unit and were separated as they were not a legitimate family unit." Waldman's data said the 507 aliens were comprised of two groups. 87 family units separated based on child determined to be over 18, including 165 adults and 6 individuals that had initially claimed to be minors but were later discovered to be adults. 170 family units separated based on no family relation, including 197 adults and 139 juveniles. The Rio Grande Valley had the highest number of reported fraudulent cases, at 170 cases, Waldman reported. Waldman added a line to remind pro-migrant journalists that her data about a subset of migrants is not a blanket description of all migrants' border crossing tactics. A report in the Washington Post cited two examples of child-related fraud by poor migrants. Gilda Lopez, a single mother, left each morning at dawn to clean houses and came home 12 hours later. A month of this would bring in $60. In her home, there was rarely enough food. When Dennis Adelmo Mejia came asking for a child, Lopez was willing to let her daughter go. "I don't have any support here," she said, tears in her eyes. "And so I made the decision that my girl should leave." Currently, hundreds of Central American youths and children are being left behind in the United States when their migrant parents are deported. The youths and children are often left with illegal immigrant relatives in the rational hope of them getting jobs and schooling, regardless of the harm done to Americans' job seekers and school children. In September, Breitbart News reported that hundreds of children and youths detained during the brief zero-tolerance policy are being left behind in the United States. The ACLU has admitted that migrant parents in the family separation furor are deliberately leaving at least 114 children in the United States, says a court filing by the federal government. The acknowledged abandonment of the 114 children and youths, plus the de facto abandonment of up to 232 others, undermines the progressives' media magnified claim that President Donald Trump maliciously separated victimized families as they fled from crime into the safety of the United States. Instead, the migrants' decisions to leave 114 children behind highlights the migrants' rational and reasonable plan to use the border loopholes created by progressives to get themselves and their children, either separately or together, to the United States' job opportunities, free education, peaceful streets, and anti-poverty programs. Overall, The Washington-imposed economic policy of economic growth via immigration shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because investment flows towards the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states.